Rob's Reliability Project, a podcast for maintenance and reliability people to better themselves both at home and at work. Now let's get rolling. Hey guys, welcome to Rob's Reliability Project. I'm Rob Kalvarowski. On this week's episode, I welcome Adrian Messer from UE Systems to the show.
Now, does ultrasound give you that kind of granularity that you get from vibration where you can say like, well, you know, it's the rollers or it's the inner or outer? Do you get that kind of level of diagnostics?
We do. Several years ago, we actually integrated into our UE Spectralizer software, which is the software that's used for the analysis of recorded ultrasound sound files. We integrated a bearing fault frequency calculator into that software. So it, you know, based off of the speed and the number of balls or the number of bearings, it will calculate out an inner race, outer race, ball pass, and a cage frequency defects. Also along the same lines of mechanical, we have started to see examples of people detecting fluting or electrical current into their bearings. So that will typically give you a 60 hertz harmonic on your FFT. And that's, you know, a good indicator that you have some sort of electrical current flowing into your bearings, or 50 hertz, you know, depending on where you are.
Wow, interesting. I didn't know that. So, and that's why I have people on the podcast.
Well, where ultrasound tends to be really good, you know, we're really good at finding these early stage premature type bearing defects even before, you know, vibration analysis. And that's, you know, indicated on the, you know, P to F curve, which is something that, you know, we didn't come up with. But certainly, you know, it ultimately depends, you know, what technology you use depends on what failure it is that you're looking for. You know, so there's things that vibration is very good at where ultrasound is not. But if you're, again, looking for these early stage type bearing wear and fatigue type faults, then ultrasound is a good technology and it can be used quickly and easily to find those types of failures.
Absolutely. And that's another thing, you know, that we talked about last time with Sean was that you have to be aware that the PF curve, the one that we generally see, is for rolling element bearings, right? So we can't just blindly apply that to everything and say, well, ultrasound's the best technology. We only need to use ultrasound. What failure mode are you trying to detect? That's going to really change that PF curve. And, you know, you may be using a different technology.
That's right.